At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me here, face to face, is the one and only, the hilarious, the incomparable, Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How
it's
are you?
It's weird being, because we are sitting actually face to face today, which usually we sit side by side. It's weird. I don't want to look at you in the eye too much. I feel weird.
I like it. I feel like we're an old-timey detective agency. You know, like those PIs.
The number one ladies detective agency.
We're sitting at our desk and a femme fatale just walked in. We're like, we'll get on top of that lady.
I trust everything she's telling. Wait a minute, something's fishy here. By the end, we're like, we got used.
It's Faye Dunaway walks in like a black outfit with like a little veil hanging forward. It's my husband. He's missing. Right on top of it. Anyway, we are here to talk some Below Deck Med. Before we jump into that or dump into it, first of all, thanks to everyone who showed up on Take a Seat last night and told us it would be talked all about BravoCon. We got some good reports from the field, people who went. They told us all these crazy stories. We talked about all the gossip. If you missed it, you can always go to Spotify and listen to the replay, which usually comes up on Thursdays, and join us every Monday for Take a Seat on Spotify Live at 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Also, please join our Patreon if you haven't done so already. You get all sorts of great stuff. We do a weekly bonus episode. We do at least two episodes a week on video, so you can watch us record. It's really fun. We do trailer breakdowns. There's also a Discord channel or server that you can be part of. So get the full Crappens experience by going to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And of course, last but not least, winter is crappening. We got one episode left of House of the Dragon. Be sure to subscribe to our side podcast, Winter is Crappening. We are recapping House of the Dragon. Those recaps are up on Monday on Winter is Crappening. And I think that's like all the exciting.
Nice job.
I know.
I've all that.
I know. Sometimes I get through it in fits and starts, but today, I don't know. I feel inspired. I got some McDonald's coffee in me. I got my Rondell in front of me. Air conditioner is blowing.
So you've just got your time, okay? We're living in the now today, Ben.
We're living in today. Today.
Okay? Today is today and not tomorrow and not yesterday until tomorrow, which will be today. But that's tomorrow, which we're not thinking about.
Speaking
today.
Of yesterday or last week, some of you may be wondering, where was the Below Deck Med recap last week? Well, it was attached to Real Girlfriends in Paris, but we're back with a full recap today.
Yeah, that's right. We're like, we're not recapping this week. We're too busy. And then we ended up just talking about it for 40 minutes anyway, because that's how we roll.
we did. Since last week's episode, the only updates I have about Below Deck are that there was a video of Dave taking off his shirt at BravoCon, which
I saw it. You know, there's such a thing as overworking your midsection, right?
Yeah.
Does it look like he have is? Okay, I think Dave, I do know English occasionally. Does it look like he has ab implants, yes or no? I think he looks like a rectangle, a very hot rectangle. I'm not body shaming him. But I definitely was like, that's very rectangular. How do you do that? How do people do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a good eye for ab implants, so I don't know what those look like. I don't think he's the type that would do that. I think that he just has... He just has extreme abs because he's an extreme kind of guy.
I'll tell you what. Nice work. Whatever you're doing over there, very nice work. Yeah, he had an ab off with Andrea from Summerhausen.
Yeah, which I feel like Andrea's always going to win that one, though. And then the other thing was that he posted a video and he's like, check this out. People said I couldn't do a matcha sponge. I did it. And he has like a green cake and he pours the green mirror glaze over it that's all marbled. I mean... You know, in isolation, it's like very cool and beautiful. But honestly, it's a little bit of a one-trick pony. And I don't think it requires as much skill to pour like a sugary liquid, a ganache, over a cake versus actually frosting it. You know, like using a buttercream and like making it look pretty that way. That's harder. That impresses me more at this point.
A buttercream? You know, I don't know. I've never made a glaze. I've made a lot of buttercream, but I don't really know. I guess I'm still stuck on people thought I couldn't do a matcha cake. Did they? Is that a thing?
Is that a thing that people thought?
You know what, Dave? Dave, God, Dave's gorgeous and talented, but he probably can't do a matcha cake. I mean, fucking Dave. Guys like that can't do matcha cake. He's like, well, I'm going to show the world.
This is his free solo. This is his, like, the one guy's like, I'm going to climb up the side of Half Dome in Yosemite without any, like, ropes. Dave is like, and I'm going to make a matcha cake.
Yeah, I'm going to make a matcha cake. I've overcome all odds.
They said it couldn't be done, and it's been done. Dave, why did you make a cake made of turkey?
Why'd you pour broccoli on that potato, Dave?
No, it's matcha mirror glaze on a matcha cake.
No, Dave. It's a broccoli. You're seeing it wrong, Dave.
Oh, Dave, are you tired?
Gaslighting recipes. Okay, so let's get into it here. What did happen last week? A bunch of, okay, these creepy old men.
Oh, I hate
them. Fucking creepy. Well, the creepy old man and then the... Friend of old man. I don't know.
He's like a trainer. The guy.
Is he?
Well, he says he's a trainer.
I don't believe him. I didn't believe his squat because he did a squat in this. I was like, you're not a trainer, sir. Okay. You're not. I don't believe your squat. I need more realism in that squat.
I think these are two guys who work at a car dealership and are pulling off a car. They're in their own 80s movie where they say that they are millionaires and they are basically hire some ladies to come on a trip with them. And they said, we're millionaires. You got to come. We'll do photo shoots. They don't know how to work cameras. They don't know. They're not wealthy, but they've conned their way onto this trip. And now it's all about to fall apart in the movie.
Yeah. Well, I just kept thinking of the poor escorts because that's a rough job. And I've been I was in service a long time, not as an escort. Had I had the body, I would have been, trust. Okay. So there's no shame, but I have to give them credit because that's like the ultimate service. And I don't just mean like, cause you're servicing penises, but because when you go on a trip like that, you are waiting that table all the time.
Yeah.
It never ends. And you can really see them getting sick of the table. You can see it's like time to marry the ketchups and polish the silverware and go the fuck home. And the table won't leave.
Not only will the table not leave, the table is actually like following you and pressing up against you. The table's taking photos of you.
What is this, the busing station, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You can definitely see the lady's enthusiasm wane in this second day.
Especially bangs. Like, you can't walk around with bangs that harsh and expect us not to notice the sour look on your face, you know? And she really pulls it out. You know, we saw it coming, but these guys are lucky that they're not dead. So that's why I believe that they do have some money because these ladies were
ready to kill them. Well, you know what? The dominatrix, I think she was so bitter because it was such a terrible S&M party that she really felt like this was going to ruin her brand. Like, you could tell she was thinking that she was going to have to do some like real damage control on this one.
Yeah. Well, let's see. So we start with
Natasha.
Okay, so Kyle and Natalia have just gone out in the hallway, and he's been like, oh, you can try and come after me, like, come after everyone else, well, it ain't gonna happen, or run that bitch over. What is he saying? He says like, something like,
you want to see that bitch turn over, or something like, he said something like that.
That bitch out. I've probably wrote it down in my previous sleeves. Oh, yeah, he says, I'll switch that bitch off. I'm like, what, you're gonna murder her? Like, don't ever say that if you still know her while she's in, like, intensive care at end of life. You know what
but
I mean?
But he's also wearing, like, a halter top, too, during this. It's like his S&M halter top.
Yes. He's wearing a halter top and, like, really bad eyeliner smeared all over his face. He looks like a drag queen Kit Kat girl from
the Cabaret. I was going to say the local, you know, Winnetka, Illinois production of Cabaret. Like,
a broken bus tour of Cabaret.
And all that jizz. More like all that jeez, am I right, Tasha?
Oh, you're so funny.
So then Tasha comes in with her classic line.
Are you all right, Kyle? What happened, Kyle?
She's trying to have another same boy taking me. And I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. She's saying you and I need to manage our time better. And I said, you know what?
But then he stops.
But he also said, by the way, you know what else he said to Tasha there? Not only she said we need to manage our time properly, he goes, and she also said that we are the most ridiculous chief stews. And I was like, she never said that. And you just elevated yourself to chief stew, sir, in your rant. I was like, this guy, like, you can say it was a slip of the tongue. I don't think it was. I think that he's viewing himself as chief stew, like co-chief stew.
Yes. And then the captain's there suddenly. She's like, whoa, wait. Don't talk about a crew member in front of me behind their back. That is so not okay. You're a team. Where'd the love go? You want to talk about someone behind their back? Let's talk about Hannah injecting Drano heroin and turtle sperm into her toenails while she was supposed to be working on the boat without telling me about it.
Listen, we all know the only one who gossips and talks smack behind anyone's back is that bitch Norma over on the dry land, okay? We don't want to be like Norma, okay? Don't be like Norma. And so Sandy's like holding Kyle's forearms.
Yes, they're holding each other's forearms. I was like, what are you going to do?
Like a trust fall?
Yeah, I thought they were going to start twirling around in a circle.
And Natasha's like, oh, it's just a brother and sister's tiff, the buffon.
And she's like, oh, God, your arms feel good. So what are you going to do right now, Mr. Forearms? Listen, don't ever talk about people behind their back. It's not good. Go to the person, talk to them. Have them hold your forearms, because goddamn, this is comforting.
I feel like I'm holding two frozen croissant rolls from Pillsbury right now. It's very refreshing.
He's like, but I did talk to her. By the way, your veins feel nice and healthy. She's like, do it again. You don't want to be that person, Kyle. You don't want to be that person walking around in a crop top and bad eyeliner screaming at women, okay?
You know what? You're right. I need this energy. This energy that I get by feeling your stubbly forearms that sort of feel like sandpaper before it's been applied to wood.
So then Storm is talking to the deck crew and he's like, I don't know how big they're going to get tonight. We'll see. But I'll tell you this much. It's my first time ever as a bosun. I believe I can do this.
Can I weave the act of putting weights out for the morning exercise into my story about needing to delegate? Can I do this?
So then the guys start coming out in their S&M outfits. And I have to say, this is... it's like going to one of my older Lebanese relatives' homes as a kid. And I would see all the things covered in plastic and think, why is that couch covered in plastic? That's what I'm thinking when I see these guys. Like, this doesn't need to be protected. Okay, some things don't need to be covered in rubber.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, like, I don't know much about BDSM culture, but what I have seen about it, I just feel like this was not it. This was like, they were just like sitting down for a meal in leather costumes, not like actually doing anything sexual. So it was just this weird costume party.
Like, it's like naked people when you're not fucking. You know what I mean? You know how nudists are like, oh my God, I love being naked. But, you know, good for you. I don't. Right. But good for you. But I don't want to see you naked unless, like, I'm we're about to bone, you know?
Right.
Because, like, penises look weird. I need them to be either hard or put away. I don't like that. And I feel like that's what this whole all these guests look like that. It's like a superhero off the job, but they're still wearing their uniform. Like, you don't need to wear your uniform to Target.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, Batman changes into Bruce Wayne when he goes to Home Goods. And I think that... Yeah, it was just weird that they're sitting down to this dinner, and this dinner itself is not very sexy or bondage-y. I mean, you'd think, okay, it's going to be an S&M dinner, so there might be a lot of, I don't know, like black lacquer kind of sauces, or maybe like sumptuous reds or phallic-shaped things. And instead you have Dave, he salt-baked an entire fish in the oven. Like,
that's a little on the nose to just serve pure salt at a sex dinner. On a fish.
It's like, well, I guess it is sadistic to cover this fish in like a salt igloo and then bake it, but...
But why has it been cupped? It looks like the fish got covered in salt and went to a cupping session, you know?
Because I did notice
there
that.
Are like little ramekin marks all over the salt.
Well, the fish is a big fan of fish goop, so... It was like, hey Nancy, oh my god, I'm just having a me day. I'm gonna go do some cupping, and then later on I'm gonna get a smoothie. And oh my god, there's a worm. Oh shit, I got caught. Oh well. Also, there goes self care day.
Storm, he opens the oven, and Storm's like, mate, looks like there's a creature in there. Okay, Storm, go back outside. Okay. And he's like, very this literal. Is gonna be awful to have to hacksaw this out of the oven, isn't it? So he cuts it out, and Storm's just standing there like, sick. That's sick, bro.
Yeah, because the like salt like welded with the oven or something like that. So meanwhile, he gets out this big fish, and upstairs, two of the guests are just like asleep slash avoiding the men. And it's basically the guests, Dave and Eric, and then two women, Hannah and the other, Diana, I think. So you got this big-ass table. And these four people dressed in S&M, not really talking, just sitting there. And Dave's going to be pulling out this gigantic salt-crusted fish for them. It's one of those moments you go, huh.
So Kyle sees them and he's like, oh, I have no idea why you put yourself in the full meal like that. Why are you going to eat in that costume? You didn't eat before you got in. How do you think you're going to get out of that? You know what I'm saying? Oh! You know, I thought the same thing looking at Kyle in his BravoCon suit. Did you see it?
I did see it.
He's like, hello, fans! And he's in this, like, pink, was it houndstooth? Like, some pink
patterned
suit. It was
highly patterned.
That was super tight and couldn't button properly, so the top's kind of, like, open and flaring out. And it reminded me of this quote. Yes, I do know what you're saying, in other words.
Sorry. I my brain just stopped for a moment because I was thinking about Kyle's thing. So I was like, oh, this is my moment to yes and it. And instead, I'm just thinking about that suit.
That's what it'll do, the visual. If you saw it, you never will unsee it.
Yeah, it's like those magic illusion like paintings where you cross your eyes and you see like a peace sign. Except with Kyle, you just see Frank's face. You cross your eyes.
Where I come from, those are always Jesus signs. They're like, stare at the sign. You're like staring at it. You're like, it looks like a maze. What is it? Keep looking. Do you see it? Is he speaking to you yet? It's Jesus.
It's a Jesus,
it's
magic.
Jesus.
So then Natalia tells Natasha that she's angry at Kyle. And Tasha's like, wow. She goes, did you not see? Did you not see? No, he's grinding my gears.
Yeah, he's grinding my gears. I'll tell you after about it, but I'm really medical. So then everyone's gathering in the galley to watch this fish being served, I guess, and Dave is smashing it. And then Natasha...
they light it on fire. They light it on fire. Yeah. Okay, so let's...
It's like not the really... Grand Theft Auto fish. Like, what are you doing to this poor thing? It's like you put it in plaster, shove it in an oven, then start it on fire? Jeez.
All while listening to, like, the Pointer Sisters in your car. But
you play Grand Theft Auto the same way I do. I'm not listening to this shit.
I'm always putting it on the 80s station. Yeah. Playing automatic.
I'm like searching Patti LuPone on the radio.
But yeah, so you're like, okay, so it's dramatic, so drama, S&M sort of matches. But then then it's like, and now for your S&M dinner party, here's some burrata. It's like, okay, burrata for your S&M party. First of all,
again, that's like dairy. So gooey and white. It's too on the nose. It's too... You know what I mean? It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying there. Yeah. I just feel like big creamy dairy is just... I don't know. I just... When you're like all in that leather...
Like, how can you think of swallowing that while you're eating? It's just... I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. And like creamy burrata and then fish. I just...
the menu was a little odd. So Sandy's watching it, though. She loves it. She's like, that's really impressive, David. That was so cool. Wow. That was amazing. Wow. I've never seen anything like it. This is amazing, Dave. Wait, hold on. Can I just hold that fish by its fins real quickly so I can feel the energy? Okay. This is a fish that doesn't talk about other fish behind its back. Do fish have backs?
Good work on his four fins, though. Good work on those. So yeah, she's like, what do I need to do this? Just vodka and a torch, Dave? Whoa, amazing. I'm going to go watch Netflix and think about how amazing this has been. So then one of the guys is like, the spiky collar is making it difficult to eat, but you girls are looking lovely. And Hannah's like, yeah, I'm going to run downstairs.
She bolts away from the table.
She literally runs from the table.
And Annie's like, are you coming back? She's like, I don't know. So she runs away. And then Eric goes, yeah, I've been hit by that before. I'm like, what? Perv-induced diarrhea?
That's why he's taking them on a boat so they can't escape.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, listen, there's still a dinghy, sir.
Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian, eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me, and it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So then Storm's like, just checking in with you because now Natalia needs somebody. So she's all over Storm again.
Yeah, because they broke up last week.
They're right. They had like their little breakup. So now she's just pretending that didn't happen because she needs somebody on her side. So she's like, today is my day with my team. I'll tell you bedtime and you'll completely agree with me when I tell you. And he's like, what the hell? So I guess we're back together?
I think that was her ordering him to agree with her. It wasn't her saying like, oh, when I tell you this, you will feel this way too. Naturally, it was like, I'm going to tell you the story and I command you to agree with me.
That's how you do it. I see a long, happy life for the two. Well, not the two of you, but Natalia.
Yeah. Okay,
together with Storm. I see one of you being happy.
Yeah. So now there's only three people left at this giant table eating food, this giant fish and all this stuff. And then Diana is like, okay, I'm going to go downstairs too. I was going to pretend to have diarrhea, but Hannah took that one. So I'm just going to go downstairs.
I'm not even going to come up with an excuse.
Yeah, I'm just going to go.
Chubby men in rubber and collars. Bye.
Yeah, talking with Bane voice. No thanks.
So then Kyle comes to Natalia in the laundry and he's like, I'm sorry. I can't.
I just can't. And she's like, well, I'd hook ya, but you're covered in oil. He's like, but I'm sorry. Listen, no one told me to apologize, but I have to. And also, I called you a bitch behind your back.
it's murdering me inside. And so she's like, well, Kyle, I don't want to get angry at you. And he goes, well, I get, well, you're angry. Understand? I understand. Okay. And so they hug and everything seems nice. And he seems like such a nice guy, etc. And he's basically, he tells us, on you, we'd get into that situation eventually. I mean, I vomit everything out, but so does she. And like, even with that said, I screwed up and that's not the person I need to be right now. You know the person I need to be? I'll give you a hint. Starts with an F and rhymes with rank. Frank!
I love you, Frank! But I'm still coming for you, bitch!
So then the main guy is upstairs like, yeah, you know, we should take a selfie. Well, I look like Fat Batman. Fat man! And then Kyle goes to Tasha. He's like, oh, I apologize, even though no one told me to. And she's like,
but the thing is, if you're on housekeeping on that trip, I'd be like, Kyle, who's housekeeping right now? I just want to make sure you're not apologizing to the wrong person when you didn't do anything.
Well, that's
wrong,
what I tried to say, Tasha. That's what I tried to say. She's like, I wouldn't worry about it, Kyle. And she's like, I think that tire's in the wrong. I just choked on my own Talia voice, Tasha voice. I think Talia's in the wrong. I don't think that Kyle should apologize. She's been disrespectful. Like the time I signed up for a course and the teacher didn't show up. That was disrespectful.
I just don't want you to be walked all over, Dave. I don't want to get walked all over. That's all right. All right. Yeah, wipe your feet. All right, thank you, Captain.
She's like, well, you know, you're laying there in the pantry. Sorry, I didn't really see that was you. It's looking clean, though. God, especially that new welcome mat.
That's still me that you're standing on.
Okay, sorry, excuse me.
That makes sense, because I was about to say I'd never seen a welcome mat making blue cocktails before. But that was you.
They're called blue zebras.
I was going to ask that welcome mat to stop texting all day and crying in the bathroom, but... It's you. So then we see the main guy is going to bed. He's like stumbling down the stairs in his rubber. And then he's like, bah! As he closes the door.
Yeah.
Class. All class, this guy.
So Natalia and Storm are in bed together. And Storm's like, interesting tactic for a breakup, getting in bed with me. I'm like, Storm, literally no one cares. So then... like, no one cares if you guys are dating or not.
No matter what way you... No matter how you break this down, Storm... You're extremely lucky, okay? So don't expect me to feel bad for you.
Yeah. So then Dave is talking to Tasha. And he's like, are you good?
What was that, Dave?
Are you good?
Am I in a mood?
Good.
I am in mood. Yes, you're right.
I didn't say mood. I said good.
Are you tired, Dave?
So she's like,
well... Kyle apologized to Natalia for standing up for himself, basically. And if there's one thing I've learned, it's I personally stopped apologizing for stuff because I'm not standing no more for confrontation.
Can I have that?
Sorry, Dave. Yeah, let me get out of your way, Dave.
And Natalia is bitching downstairs. She's like, I'm just trying not to lose it. I mean, my Kyle's saying soft that I'm not working. And then when I'm just done, I'm like, I've got these extra 3 hours of stuff. And I just don't like Tosh. Don't think that Tosh can handle confrontation. And she's so lucky I don't grill her. She has no balls whatsoever. Like, she's the sort of girl who, if she was on Valentine's Day and a guy walked out on her, she would probably cry instead of just sit there and just use it as excuse for trauma for the rest of her life.
I'd just like to tell that girl, there's no excuse to not kill Mary.
So guess what? If the guy walks out of you on your Valentine's Day date, you know what I say? That's more time for you to be doing laundry, Kyle.
Just because there's no Cupid doesn't mean you have to be stupid. You know, things like that wrong.
You know what I said to Cupid? While you're busy shooting arrows at hearts, you could also be cleaning up bedrooms.
You got time to preen, you got time to clean, Cupid.
So the chef's like, we all know that Tasha has a problem with confrontation. She would never approach me about anything, but to run away from problems, that has consequences as well. And oftentimes, they're way worse.
It's like, why do you always sound like you're threatening somebody?
But I did hear that one of the leading contributors to cars being on fire in neighborhoods that you grew up on are people. not confronting their issues.
So he's like, you've got to address it. You've got to address it.
I've got things to address. Oh, you trust me, Dave. They're going to see the real me pretty soon.
Did you say something?
I love you. God, I love you. Please make love to me.
Would now be a good time for me to profess my love for you again?
Did you say something, Dave?
So now it's day two of charter, and Natalia's like,
oh, I smell focaccia bread or something.
And Dave's like, it's rosemary.
God, this gaslighting's a lot harder. I don't know how Tosh does it.
So Courtney's like, I'm up for a workout. I'm going to work out with the guests. And so he's like, wow, you're not uncomfortable with the primary guy. So he's going to have a heart attack from just walking around and giggling silently at Courtney.
Lightly amused by everything. He's like, you know, I think that quote is finding a footing as a deckhand. Well, I'm going to do it for Ronnie because he can see me. Because when Z does a confessional, he like throws his head back and he's like talking down his nose. He's like, I find it actually like pretty, like it's pretty like funny. And like, I'm really happy for Courtney right now. Court deserves it. And I grew up with four siblings and, you know, I'm used to not getting what you want. Like, I've learned that the best way to get over disappointment is just to giggle a lot and do dishes.
Support it. Just keep supporting your disappointment. So Z's like, oh, sorry, you distracted me. And she goes, I attracted you. However you want to say it. And then she starts just twerking. I mean, I can't. Literally, just twerks. So then
Diana. Diana's sitting at the table. She's the blonde lady. She's sitting at the table and she's like, oh my God, this lazy Susan is so heavy. And she's like trying to rotate it. And then like her hand slips off and she flings a glass onto the deck.
It's like, whoops. So then putting out toys. That guy's there, of course. And he's like, oh yeah, stand up, honey. Oh God, you always dress so nice. Turn the other way. Turn around, honey.
And he is so annoying. He's also, not only is he just pervy, he's also one of those annoying people who's all about being a photographer. He's the sort of person when he has his big ass like camera out, he just like holds the camera out with like one hand, the lens just facing down. He doesn't even know if he's getting anything, but it's kind of like, oh, look at me. I'm looking for spontaneity. I'm trying not to make it too composed.
Yeah, because
like,
no, he's not up. A photographer.
He's not. He's just
some old dude with a fucking expensive camera so he can trick people into being like, yeah, I'm a photographer, baby.
Yeah,
want to go on a day cruise?
It's like he looked up what photographers say and is trying to mimic it. He's like, oh, yeah, I got to capture that. Oh, yeah. Oh, you got a hair on your face. I got to capture that right now.
So now the guests are doing yoga. And this is where we really start seeing how much the girls hate them and just how gross they are. So the main guy who you think is a trainer, which I will never believe, is like, bend over. And then they're putting like the cameras under them. And they're like, do push-ups. And then they're putting the camera under their boobs and like going across the...
Yeah, and like, and right before that, when they were sitting at the breakfast table, the dominatrix sits down and her bangs are like, I don't know. She didn't wash her bangs or something, so they looked like shinier. And so they're like, wow, your hair... Diana goes, wow, your hair looks so luscious. And Eric's like, what did you do? And she goes, I slept on it. And he's like, yeah, you should do that again. I think that would help. And everyone, the dominatrix is like, fuck you. Don't tell me how to operate my bangs. This is an art, what I do with my bangs.
And Kyle's like, are these women supposed to be crying? Something's fishy. And it's not just the ocean I'm on, get ya? And then we go back to the older guy, and he's like, you know what you need to do? You need to learn how to make googly eyes.
Yeah, he's a regular Richard Avedon, that one. So, anyway, I should capture your hair. Hold on one second. Let me take out my iPhone because I'm a real photographer and capture your hair.
He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. You got more hollandaise than me? That's what happens when you pay for a trip. And he's got food all over his mouth. And they're just looking at him like, oh, God, please just kill me. Just please let me get food poisoning from this and die. Please.
Can we dismantle the patriarchy now? So, then they are... now there's like exercise class, and Natalia and Kyle are cleaning a room, and she's like, it smells like nipples. Frank! No, not that nipples. Sorry, I was hoping it was still his nipple scent lingering in the air.
No, she said noodles.
Noodles?
What did nipples smell like?
Well, that's why I was so. That's why I thought it was funny.
I'll lift mine up to myself.
That's why I thought it was funny. I was like, smells like nipples.
Because I like that it also smells like noodles. And the girls are just hiding in these room with like a little cup of ramen. Like, please don't make me go out there. So then, yeah, now's where they're exercising. He's like, yeah, thrust your hips up. Yeah, let me get under there with this camera. My note for that is, I hate him.
Yeah, and he's like circling around, like he's doing like a video or something. Like, it's like, okay, David LaChapelle, like, relax.
Yeah.
So now it's, so day two, they're going to be doing a safari-themed dinner for tonight. And so Dave, the plan is safari-themed dinner. So Dave goes, I'm going to make cod and milk tart. I was like, wow, really nailed that safari theme. Cod. What? What about a safari says make cod?
You know, there's like nothing about that, huh?
Like, I would think like things with bones and like meat. And I mean, maybe they're not eating red meat, but I kind of feel like it's just like ribs and carcasses. Yeah,
something animal-y. Okay.
Yeah.
But he's got the milk tart down. He's just going to say milk tart over and over. That's his plan for the night.
That's also the dominatrix's nickname. Zing!
So then the newbie, what's his name?
Reed.
Jamie?
Reed.
Oh, Reed.
Reed.
So they're working outside and Courtney's like, oh, just put that anywhere. You'll notice most things on this plate, on this boat don't have a home. And he goes, that's funny, considering the ship's name. And no one laughs. And he's like, come on, that was a funny joke. I swear my joke will get better. And she's like, pickers. So I didn't really get.
But she said pickers?
She said peckers, I think. Pickers? Pickers? I don't know. I didn't get it. But he's like, nipples? Yeah, when I...
Did
when
she say nipples?
Smell like noodles in here.
She gave him like a very condescending. She goes, oh, it was a joke. Ha ha. Ha.
So he's like, yeah, when I join a new boat, I've always struggled with quick jokes, but you know, I always think this crew got real close before I got here, and it's intimidating, but I appreciate their personality and all the love they have for each other, so that's fun. Let's see an example of that. And then they're twerking for him.
I know, I wish we had like a montage of Reed on his other boats where he chuckled with banter, because based on the rest of this episode, like, he really does struggle with banter.
He really
like,
does.
They set that up last week because he was like, I hope I don't put my foot in my mouth. And this week it's like,
you're fat and ugly.
I know. I just want to see every post. Your mama never liked you, which is why she abandoned you. Oh, I bet your daddy had a lot of affairs because he couldn't stand your face, right?
What a waste of legs.
Wish your skin would fall off.
You smell like nipples.
Everyone on this boat hates you.
So then Kyle is polishing glasses or something. And he's like, champagne. Oh, these glasses are nice. Oh, look, a big bottom.
No! He's always doing that thing where he's accidentally saying like a double entendre. No! I didn't mean that. I'm dead ass serious.
So Courtney is showing the ladies how to use the sea bobs, and the guy's like, the whole point is to turn them over and get their swimsuits off. What are they doing on those things? And so one of them gets on, Hannah, and he's like, hey, look over here, pose. It's like, she's on a fucking moving vehicle, sir.
She barely knows how to use that thing, as we see later on.
And she turns around and just smiles so uncomfortably, like...
What
sold my soul to ride a sea bob.
I know. I sold my soul to go to Malta. So, and Courtney, they keep showing Courtney saying, okay, guys, just be really careful. Be super careful with these things. They're jet skis. Be careful. And you got it. Here's the brake. Here's the gas cars. They're like queuing up that they're really like not listening, you know?
Yeah. And it just keeps cutting back to him with his camera going.
And so this one girl, Amanda, she's coming in. With her jet ski, and Courtney's like, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. She's like, well, this one crashes into the naughty boy, the little like floating pier, because you know, Amanda was like, oh my God, you're gonna kill Eric? Thank you, please, it's time. So she crashes into the naughty boy, and then the other one comes blazing in, and Courtney's like, stop, stop, stop. And she just, like not even close to the
dog. She doesn't even turn. She doesn't even turn away. She just comes up and hits the boat.
She just T-bones the yacht. Like, it's like, girl, you had the whole, like, look at all that space around the naughty boy. You just went right for the yacht. Like, do you just not know how to drive vehicles? What was that?
Just the concept of running into anything ever. Like, just walking like, down the side. Wait, you're about to walk. Okay, that girl just walked right into that wall. She's still walking. Just like standing there at the wall trying like to still walk.
Like a hamster and a hamster ball. Did you ever have a hamster growing up? Yes. Did you ever have the hamster ball?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you know, you put the hamster in the hamster ball, and this is all you hear. Boom. 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 Like hamsters, I would say globally understand walls, but you put them in a ball and they don't understand walls anymore because they don't realize like this, that the ball, and they just hit that wall. Oh, this was a hamster in a hamster ball, right? You know? And then the hamster, of course, by the way, the hamster always pees in the ball.
Yes, and their little pellet poops get stuck like, in the slit.
Why do we put them in those balls? It's really stupid.
It's torture. It's animal torture. So Courtney's like, oh my god, fuck me. This is my first time. It's a deckhand. And boom, they smack into the side of the fucking boat. And so they're all worried about the boat. And she's like, oh my god, I have to go get my radio. I'll be back in 2 seconds. So she goes in and she tells Storm, they just drove into the side of the boat. The jet ski is fine, but there wasn't actual damage, I don't think. And he's like, okay. Like, it was a mistake.
And she has Reed. She's like, she's so embarrassed. She has Reed look to see if there's any damage. And he's like, all right, let's see. Let's see what's going on. The only damage I see is the scars of two women who had to turn to prostitution. Am I right? Oh, God, got to work on my banter on this boat.
All I see here is the karma of bad choices. Am I right, ladies? Come on, give me your hand. I'll help you out.
Can you get syphilis from holding hands?
So then, you need to put a brake on those bangs. All right, you need to learn how to put a brake on a boat and bangs, because those are geez, holy moly. So then Courtney goes on break to like calm down from the trauma, and Tosh comes into the kitchen and she's like, "Smell so nice, Dave." And he's like, "I smell nice.
Did you say something, Dave? Hold on, Dave. I need to trim up this bush.
It's a pineapple.
Dave!
Dave, it's time for our topiary challenge. Remember I took a course on topiaries?
But I thought that was a pineapple.
Oh, Dave, are you tired?
It's a bush, but a cat.
It's called a bush cat. You ever hear one?
So Dave is like, he's like, well, actually, I'm using cinnamon. It's so African. They put cinnamon on everything. The entire continent of Africa put cinnamon on everything. All of Africa.
I was like, do they? I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not. But I was like, wow, interesting tidbit.
I mean, there's definitely cinnamon in the African baking cooking I've had. But I just feel like it's fun to be like, everyone in Africa loves it.
Everything.
Africa, they love it.
So Sandy is talking to Storm, and he's like, I needed to tell you about the Wave Runner, and the Wave Runners are fine. They're fine. She goes, hey, guess what that's called? A mistake. Okay? It's called chartering. Yeah. That's what happens. It's called normal. Okay? And guess what? Guess what you did? You told me about it. That's called communication.
Yeah.
God, I would hug you, but I've already gotten off on the forearm holding today, so I'm gonna need a few minutes and probably a cigarette in bed.
Hey Dave, let me grab your forearm right now. Here we go. That's actually the wheel. I know, that's called a mistake. It happens, Dave.
Storm. Welcome to chartering, Storm.
Storm, did I call you Dave? Another mistake.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
So now Tasha and Talia are talking about the jungle theme. And Tasha's like,
well, we don't need bath decks, so we should do, maybe just stop here.
And Talia's like, you don't need to tell me what to do.
I'm an Australian girl. I know how to do a jungle theme. I was like, uh-oh, this is going to go in a bad direction. I know. I was so worried. I was so worried. But it actually was wonderful.
Anybody who's watched Bravo for the past couple of years should be. Okay. Yeah. The minute they said African theme, I was like, please don't do this to anybody. Don't do this to any of us in the audience. We don't need this from you.
But it was fine. And so Kyle is like busy choosing at like the best wilderness sound effects while everyone else is cleaning. And Talia actually does another like beautiful tablescape and turns it into kind of like a tent, like a safari tent, like mosquito netting in a way that's like really beautiful. So I was like, oh, thank God. Thank God. And then they have put a bunch of like animal ears out that they all can wear to be like little animals for the safari. So it's like safari animals, but they're actually on the safari.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. You guys are going to get shot possibly by poachers. The Trump family's going to come by in a golf cart.
I know. Look out for Eric Trump. He's coming. He's paddling up on a thing, a little canoe to the yacht. And the dentist from Pittsburgh too.
So Eric, the main guy, is like, what is do you think I should wear? And Kyle says, well, if you have a big trunk, I suggest the elephant one.
Get it.
And he's like, well, call me Dumbo then.
Hannah's sitting there like, can I use my diarrhea excuse two nights in a row?
So then the table with all the guests, he's like, so what do you think my name should be? Dumbo or Floppy? And they're like, Floppy. Like, I guess Floppy's better than Dumbo, I guess.
And it's his giant elephant ears that he's wearing the entire time. Made him look like Sia. So, because like the Sia wig sort of goes out. Anyway, so
I just let it pass.
Let it pass. Well, he did sort of look like horny, perverted old man Sia. So now Kyle is. I want to hang from the chandeliers. From the chandeliers.
I want to hang from the chandelier. Oh, the chandelier. Hey, turn around, chandelier. Turn around, honey. Hey, chandelier, you need to learn to do googly eyes.
I'm surprised we actually have not had like a deckie named Chandelier. Like, my name's Chandelier, and we're, I'm from Australia. Close. I'm actually raised in Tasmania.
Yeah, we're coming close with that fucking girl.
My name is Brittany. It's like Brittany and Martini all in one thing. So.
She's opened the door to stupid names on this show.
Chandelier. So anyway, Kyle's like, Dear crew, can you please get someone to clear the upstairs sun deck on the lower sun deck, please? And Talia's like, why does he always seem so rude? Deck crew. Why is he all that? Deck crew.
So then Courtney is crawling across the mess table downstairs, twerking her ass. And then Z starts dancing with her. And she's like, Cora, I love Z so much. He didn't get the position, but he's so supportive of me. And then Reed comes in. He's like, what I miss? And I'm like,
did I miss your childhood daddy issues expressing themselves through slutty dance work? God, my banter never lands.
Gotta work on that. So Natalia and Storm are in the bathroom talking. She's like, can you support me? Because I just have a moment and sometimes things trigger me. Oh, what's in here? It's oily. And he's like, I'm gotta go up now. She's like, what time do you finish? Because I've got too much cabins and then we can bang. All right, we can bang and then I can hear the sounds, the cacophony of sounds of you agreeing with me. All right?
You know, Talia really, she confuses me. I mean, she needs to decide. Are we really good friends? Or does she want, like, a kiss at the end of the night? Like, it confuses me, much like the very first time I saw a traffic light when I was driving my three-year-old sister to school when I was five, and I didn't understand red light, green light. I didn't understand what it meant really at the time.
It's like your favorite story of all the backstories. I started driving when I was five because my mom couldn't drive.
No, I love that one, and I love that Dave said, I grew up where cars were on fire in my neighborhood. Where I grew up, cars were on fire.
So now it's dinner, and they're talking about Bangsmore. This girl wants them all dead. And she's wearing like a little tiny hat, yeah, a little safari hat. Like a little, and she's like just buzz, looking like at a, them like, please die.
It's like a, what's his name? Andy from Toy Story. That's what she looked like.
Woody.
Yeah. Andy is.
Old Tom Hanks. Wow, he's sure suffering a. Whoever thought you see people on the internet going, fuck Tom Hanks, fucking hate that guy.
Are people mad at Tom Hanks right now?
Yeah, they hate Tom Hanks right now.
Why?
Well,
wait, what did Tom Hanks do? I mean, are you sure it's not Chet Hanks? Chet Hanks.
Well, Chet Hanks they hate. But Tom Hanks, they're just saying he's a bad actor because of that Elvis movie, which I liked. I didn't think he was so bad in it.
I didn't know enough people watched the movie to be angry at it.
I'm like, when did I ever think I would read shit like this about Tom Hanks? I mean, I was looking it up because I was reading reviews of the movie and stuff to see if it was going to be good to watch on the plane.
Right.
Loved it, by the way. I needed more time on Fat Elvis.
I struggle with Baz Luhrmann, so I was not going to go down that path.
Oh, that's right. You said you don't like Baz. I liked it.
Yeah, okay. I'm an anti-Bazist.
A little more action, please. A little less conversation, baby.
Did they include a scene of Fat Elvis calling Priscilla Presley while she was having sex with Robert Kardashian?
No. Is that a thing that happened?
Yeah. She was like married to him for a moment, or like she was with him. Maybe she was with him. I don't know, but they definitely had like a relationship. And Elvis would call up and would want to listen to them having sex. He like got off on it.
Wow.
So that's something to think about, guys.
Well, I mean,
right
that's
now.
Some good wifery right there. I mean, love that couple. What a cute couple.
It also just shows how everything in Hollywood is connected, like that Elvis and the Kardashians are weirdly linked in this way.
Yeah, that really is. No, it was mostly just like a music video of his life. I think it was like a very light telling of his life from what I've heard. I mean, they show him popping a couple of pills or whatever, but
what about the sandwiches? The peanut butter and banana sandwiches?
No, they skipped. They stayed away from Fat Elvis stuff. Like, they showed him getting unhealthy, but they didn't. It wasn't a huge phase. I mean, it's Hollywood, so they're like, okay, are we going to show a fat guy? Are we going to make a hot guy fat for too long? No one wants that. Just kill him right off.
That's like literally the part we want the most.
He gets him up and top and they kill him.
That's the part I want the most. I want like the Vegas Elvis, fat in the jumpsuits, being ridiculous. I mean, that's the part of, that's the Elvis that everyone remembers. I mean, that's not remembers. Everyone remembers all the Elvis, I guess. But like, that's the one that is memorialized the most. All the Elvis impersonators always impersonate Fat Elvis.
Yeah, Fat Elvis. Yeah. I don't know, but I definitely felt like it was fat hatred. And when I got off the plane here in Los Angeles, I was like, Baz Luhrmann is going to be standing out there with a welcome sign that says, follow me so I can fucking kill you, you fat bitch. Don't get off this plane. They hate fat people. They won't even film Fat Elvis. Okay. Anyway, back to Thin Elvis.
Yes.
Natasha.
Natasha or Thin Elvis.
I'd like a little less conversation and a little more action, please, Dave.
Elvis Presley.
I believe it's Elvis Presley.
It's Parsley, Dave. Have you been saying Presley all your life, Dave?
Why are you pouring a mere glaze on that peanut butter and banana sandwich, Dave?
It's a steak.
Dave. Oh, Dave.
So Tasha's like, anything I can do to help, Dave? He's like, you can. I just need you to get the fish and put the asparagus on it.
So you want me to put a pile of hammers on top of some socks?
Please marry me.
Dave. So we've been married for years, Dave.
What?
You don't remember our wedding, do you, Dave?
So she's like,
I think Dave is in a good space on the boat. He's back to his old self. It's a nice energy. And we have each other's backs, which is nice. Can't wait to destroy him all over again.
Looks like he might be ready to start torturing.
Speaking of which, he then tortures a fish.
Yeah, I don't know that the Hollandaise needed to be blowtorched, but
You know, I love your...
Well, Natasha said it was a creme brulee, so he was just lost in the sauce.
Pun intended.
Yeah, she talks about that, and then he delivers the food. Okay, so then Reed. Okay, so Reed is trying to mess around with Z and Courtney, right? And he's like, oh, no, it's Saturday. I'm missing the Bama game right now. No, we're playing Ole Miss. Roll Tide.
And Z goes, what's that? He goes, it's American. He goes, I don't understand
it. And the best is Z yawns as he says it. Like he can't
like it's like literally
diss it anymore. And he's like, oh, American football. I don't understand it. And Court's like, me neither. Except that they wear big shoulder pads.
And then Reed goes, does that turn you on? Being the slut that you are.
And she's like, not really, actually. Like, Courtney, you know, I mean, he does get bad later, but Courtney really has no sense of humor for somebody who walks around giggling all the time.
Well, I think Reed is not good with his joke. I mean, like, I think that's a weird thing because the way he delivered it was not like, oh, does that turn you on? He goes, does that turn you on? I was like,
You got creeped out by Reed?
I got creeped out.
Well, I thought he was just joking at first. I mean, I don't really understand Bama games either, but I'd be like, oh, that sucks. Anyway. But they're like, football, stupid. Football, stupid. You're dumb. It's Bama. No one likes you here. You talk funny. That's how I heard it. So then Dave brings his first no-glaze dessert up to the guest, which, congratulations.
I know.
It feels like an evolution chart.
It was an invisible mirror glaze. I was shocked. Well, I think the only reason why there was no mirror glaze is because Kyle is actually from South Africa. So, and apparently this is a traditional South African dessert, or at least a popular one. So maybe Kyle was like, Dave, no milk tart tonight. Okay, Dave. So he's like, fine.
So yeah, he did the milk tart. So then Reed gets a call from his dad and his sister. And he's like, hey, y'all. And they're like, hey, what time did you get up over there? Because time sure is different if you're in a different location. You know, is it before? Is it after? Is it today? Is it tomorrow? Is it next month? Is it Christmas? Do they have Christmas over there? Bunch of foreigners, huh? What do they look like? Do they wear capes?
Hey, have you been able to see much of the malt shop? Dad, it's called Malta. Oh, I thought you just went to work in a malt shop in Europe. That's funny.
He's like, you sure haven't adjusted to that time zone yet, whatever it is, huh? And he's like, no. And then Reed tells us again. He's like, my hometown is a small town. Everyone knows each other in Decatur. But I want to travel. I want to be somewhere where the people are.
I want to know what it's like to see a Bama game in a different time zone. He goes, ow, 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 ow. I'm cramping.
I want to be big. I'm going to do something big. You guys watch Bama.
See, the thing is, the reason why I decided to work on boats is I said Roll Tide so much, I actually wanted to roll on a tide.
So, yeah, he's like, I'm cramping. I need potassium. Well, at least I didn't have to say it. So then beer is delivered to Amanda. Why do I write shit like
that? I know, right? Tosh serves beer.
Yes, because Eric goes, oh, beer, huh? And she goes, yeah, I mean, it's like got a big head. And he goes, every time I get a head, it's all great. And she just like stops drinking and looks at him like,
oh. She's like, I'm going to go to bed. You ruined my beer.
She does. Yeah, I just saw that that's real. She's like, I'm going back to bed.
So then Natalia is the new Dave because she tells Natasha, she goes, all right, I'm going to go down. Do you need help folding napkins? Do you want me to fold napkins? And Natasha just doesn't respond to her. She's like, all right, I'm going to go shower. Good night. Fine. She's like, I'm not going to be like Dave, though. I'm not going to, if you're going to give me the silent treatment, I'm just going to walk away.
Yeah. And Tasha's like,
Natalia's frustrating at times. I don't want to walk on eggshells, but I also don't want to clean the pantry and there's eggshells all over them. So what can you do?
Luckily, I took a course on how to walk on eggshells. It's actually quite easy. And then I made a cocktail called Broken Eggshells, which is just broken eggshells with a dash of water. It's delicious.
So work, 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 work. Okay, then everybody goes to bed. Then in the morning, Storm is talking to Reed, and he's teaching him how to lock a rope. And Reed's like, well, who's going to tell me which one? He's like, no one's going to tell you.
You're just going to know. And he's like, okay, yellow first, not black. Yellow first, not black.
So anyway, so Sandy's...
I don't even know what I'm talking about half the time.
I know. Just like say slut after a word. And see what... Pancake slut. Wall fan slut. People don't get my banter.
We're just making Reed call everybody a slut. We're doing Reed a huge disservice.
I know. Sandy's like, Dick Rue, we're heading back to the deck. Slut! Okay.
gotta work on that banter.
I gotta work on that banter.
Really gotta work
on that. Has anyone noticed that He-Man is our captain? So, the anchor's coming up. I mean, they have the same haircut, let's be honest. But
my God, I'm turning red. I feel my skin. I put Retin-A on and I feel it tingling. So I know I'm turning purple. So the captain is like, all right, anchor up, back to dock. And Courtney's doing the anchor. And she's like, wow, nice work, Courtney and Z. Okay, Etta, 37 minutes.
God, I love doing Umbrella. So,
Umbrella, Etta.
So then, they're just like, it's the starboard wing. And then they're entering the port. And then Eric, now this is when Eric, the photographer, on top of everything else, he has to mansplain to the girl. It's like, oh yeah, she's got to make sure she doesn't accidentally run into any other boats. It's like, yeah. Well, actually, normally I would say, yeah, I think that they understand that. But then again, these are the girls who crashed directly into the boat.
Who didn't understand. I don't know that now's the time I need to jump in to stand up for these dodo birds.
Yeah. Maybe they might have needed a little bit of mansplaining in that moment.
So Storm's like, all right, if the wind is coming from starboard, whoever's on starboard, look it up. We're doing this. Oh, my God, new crew. This is my first time with a new crew. It's like, oh, God, here we go. Someone get another book writer over here. We've got another story coming.
Yeah. So time to throw lines. Hey, Reed, throw that line. Aye, sir. Sorry. Oh, God, did it again. And so then they dock. And then Courtney shows Reed something with lines or whatever. And it all works out. So now everyone stands outside to greet the guests as they walk out.
I like
out.
That Courtney runs over. She's like, I think you might need help with some rope. So she runs over to help. And then Storm goes, she's a fucking whipping.
She's such a badass whipping.
What a fucking whipping.
So then the guests are leaving and Eric thanks them all. And then they're all saying goodbye. And Eric is basically like, he goes up to Natalia and goes, hey, you didn't pack yourself into my suitcase like I asked. You gotta find some room.
I'm like, all right, all of you, here's the tip. Y'all need to learn to make googly eyes, yeah? All right.
Hey, just the tip. Am I right, guys? They never heard that before. Cool. Yeah.
So then, tip meeting. All right, great charter. David, that fish was really freaking cool. Interior, you killed it as always. You had a growth moment, Kyle. God, I love that, Kyle. You grew so much. It's like, what are you saying he grew for? He was yelling at somebody and then like calling them bitch behind their back. She's like, wow, great job.
Well, Kyle, you should have seen all the growth moments I had when Frank was on board, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, no.
Oh, God, and Reed, you did great. Not really sure what roll tide means, but, you know, sounds like language from a real tugboat family. So congrats on that.
Yeah, good job. We're really killing it. It feels so good. Hey, here it is, the biggest tip of the season, $27,000, $500. So good, congratulations, everything. And Reed's like, wow, this whole thing is weird. I mean, that whole trip was S&M and people of deviant cultures. I mean, whatever. I'm here to make money and not cause problems. Sluts.
Sluts. So work. And Captain passes laundry and she's like, wow, look how organized you are. She's like, oh, I love it here. This is today's uniform. Literally just taken off today. Already done. That's right. You got it. It's done. Bye, Lane. Wow. Okay. Really wasn't expecting a soliloquy about it, but good job. Roll Tide.
Yeah, Tide roll. Oh, did you actually use Tide? And
so roll Tide pods.
Natalia's just like rolling Tide containers on the floor. Is this what he means? So Natalia then walks by Kyle while Kyle's making a bed, and Natalia looks into the room and goes, Kyle, if that isn't the shittiest bed I've ever seen, I mean, the top's supposed to go around that way and not have the chamois there. What are you doing? And Kyle goes, this is why I stay ahead of housekeeping, because look at, this is what you're always doing. You're always like, look at the good that you do.
But we discuss this, and the fold goes behind the blue of the mat. He's like, we discussed, is it? Is it we discussed? And it's like, this is head of housekeeping stuff. And it's like, yeah, well, you're never allowed to say that again because I got shit for that comment. You know, I had to hold on to two chicken legs, Sandy's arms, for about 10 minutes apologizing for that. Gotcha.
What's the discussion, guys? Teamwork. Teamwork.
I'm like, great team building skills there, Natasha.
Teamwork.
So Z and Courtney are laughing about getting tequila or something, and Courtney is like, so Reed, do you fancy on anyone on board besides me? Oh, I'm just kidding. And he goes, wow, you have an undiagnosed case of narcissism. And Z's like, ha 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 ha. And she goes, what's that? What's narcissism?
This is the point where Reed should say, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you know? Just kidding.
But he's like, no, I'm going to double down and I'm going to find my way through this. He goes, well, I think it's Greek mythology. Narcissism, it's a love of oneself until it kills you. And she's like, oh.
And it gets really awkward. And she's like, wow, fucking hell. Well, I don't love myself. So you can pack that one away. And he's like, no, you're misunderstanding. Hold on, I'm going to triple down now, okay? It's not loving yourself on the inside. It's loving the exterior. It's the vainness.
I was like, wow, you went back. It's not that he decided to dig deeper, a deeper hole. He just dropped dynamite in his hole. So then Courtney goes,
and surely he's not going to go further. No. Like tripling down, I mean, when you get to three, you're done.
You're right? Done. Everybody comedy's in threes. Right. Yeah. And she's like, well, I don't love my exterior then. He goes, well, you might not love your exterior, but you sure do love your posterior.
And she goes, what does that mean? I was like, Courtney, there are so many words you need to learn. Like if you're going to get this offended over everything, there's a whole dictionary of shit that you can get offended over. Right?
I know. She should know what posterior and narcissism are at this point, for sure.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, I don't even know. She goes, yeah, well, those words don't even come out of my mouth. I don't love myself. And he goes, okay, well, that's extremely depressing, and we can unpack that later. And she's like, now she's mad at that. I don't think she knew what that meant either. She's like, what do I have to unpack things? What do I have in there? But I don't have any luggage that loves me either.
I'm not a stew anymore. I don't have to unpack things.
Yeah, true.
So,
oh God. So she's like, you know, body image, it's really hard for me to, you know, suppress that part down. And he's like, literally just letting it roar in my brain. And what pisses me off is he's met me for 3 days. Be careful what you say to people.
Careful the words you say, children will listen. So now she's crying. I'm gonna give her that. I think she's earned a cry from that, because it was like
it just came off. Like, it started as like, okay, narcissist, but it went way right.
Like even
further,
the, even yeah. The first one about the narcissism, like it he kind of delivered it a little bit too like seriously. It felt like it was one of those like truth and jest moments. And it's like, oh, you don't really know her well enough to be making these jokes. But then that he like double, triple down, quadruple down, quintuple it. I was just what are you doing?
Also, as far as her body image stuff, I hate hearing that because she's gorgeous, right? Yeah,
she's smoking.
I mean, yeah, she's gorgeous. So.
Yeah, did you see her? She looked great at BravoCon.
That doesn't mean
by
you're
way,
not going to have an issue with it.
It's wrong. It
So then Courtney's crying.
And by the way, and Z.
And Reed goes, oh, golly.
Another slut with slut tears. So, by the way, but Z was there during all this, and I didn't like that Z just didn't say anything. I mean, that's like your friend. That's like you love her. And you're, he's just polishing the chrome over nearby. And like, I understand maybe like, you know, confrontation is hard for Z2, but it was sort of shitty that like this guy was coming on hard.
Well, Z was actually laughing because I think he got what the guy was saying.
I think Z was nervous.
The guy doesn't know Courtney so sensitive, you know? And so for her to be taking it so deeply and darkly, he didn't know she was doing that, you know? And I mean, to make it to the point where she's like, I hate my body and I don't know, like what? It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. I was making a joke based on what you said, lady. My God. And you've literally twerked 6 times today, okay? And stop crawling on the fucking mess table twerking. I'm trying to eat. Get your ass cheeks off the table.
Yeah, but I think Z should have said something or tried to
intercede. Yeah, it's so weird because Z is usually so, like,
he's so alpha.
Really? So she cries, and she's like, "What?" Z comes down, and she's like, "Why do people think that? I mean, I don't think that. I don't think that." And he says, "You shouldn't take everything so seriously." She's like, "But maybe I need to change how I act then because I don't love myself. Maybe I need to just start acting like I don't love myself because everyone thinks I'm a narcissist." Narcissist? What's that? It's the same word. It's the same word.
And now, he's saying that I love the post office. I don't know. I don't know if about the post office. I think he said posterior.
What does that even? I don't even know. You're just making up words now.
I don't have ears on my post. So then downstairs, like, Natalia's gonna go for a nap, and Kyle and Natasha are joking around, and then Reed sees Courtney in the galley, and like she walks by, and he goes, "Hey, can we talk?" And she goes, no, it's fine. I'm just being stupid." She's like crying. And he's like,
really crying.
And he's like, "Oh, I'm really sorry." She goes, no, I'm just being stupid. I'm just being a girl. And I was like, oh, I hate that she felt that she had to minimize her reaction and her feelings. And that she had to say, "Oh, I'm just being a girl." Like, that was so sad to me that that's where she went.
And he's like, "No, you're not. You've been an awesome person. And I'm really sorry." She's like, "But it's just frustrating because, like, I'm the last person to say stuff like that. And it, like, pisses me off when people say that about me, whatever it was. I still don't really know, but I think it was very offensive." And he's like, "Really sorry." She goes, "I'm just being a girl, but thank you."
And he's like, "I don't want to hide it. I messed up. I feel like I've thrown away a relationship building with Courtney and Z, and I need to admit it, and I gotta mend it with that slutty, slutty girl."
I need to start thinking of her posterior twerking. It's more like clapping, a sign of approval. From now on, every time those butt cheeks clap together, I'm just gonna bow and say thank you. Thank you very
Narcissists
much.
Narcissists need love too.
So then Courtney goes to Natalia, and she's crying to her, and she's like, "He said I'm an architect. I don't even know how to build things." It's like, "I think that's an architect."
She goes, "You know what? You should love yourself. And even if you did love yourself, so what? You should love yourself. I mean, at least you can make a bed." I'm like, "Kyle over there, worst bed I've ever seen in my life. I tell you that much."
And so Courtney's like, "Yeah, well, it's because I was a tom girl growing up, and my mom wanted me to be a girl, like more a girl. And they were like, why can't you look more like your mom, Sister Fit?"
Oh, man, I can't believe she was pit against her mom. Oh, that's...
Oh, please, I'm from the South.
I'm about to say, I love that. That's like what gay icons are made of. You're on your way, Courtney. So so then Natasha brings Kyle a cocktail. Everyone's getting ready. Everyone gets dressed up. It's time to go out. They're getting into the van. A lot of giggles, a lot of laughter. Kyle's wearing, you know, another shiny blouse.
All the way down to his belly button. And he looks down and he's like, "Oh my God, my nipple is it. Can you say something if you see my nipple?" They're like, "Something." It's like, "Something, dude." So then in the other car, Courtney is pulling out her nipple and like getting it in a picture with Z. It's a very nipple-centric moment on the show. So then they go to a restaurant, and Reed immediately is like, "Listen, I just want you to know, Courtney, I really regret it. Hold on. You know, let's just take a pause. Look at yourself. You should love yourself. You're beautiful. Probably take a lot of goddamn selfies. I could just imagine your T-Mobile bill." Well, I must be huge sending pictures of yourself all over the place. But I digress.
And whatever man winds up marrying you, if you ever do get married, man, he will be a patient man having to hold your pocketbook while you take all those photos. God bless.
Just let me suggest you marry Dave because he makes a mirror glaze every night. You can just stare at it. Just stare at it. She's like, you meant no harm. Yeah. Well, I did mean to use a lot of big words that you didn't know. Well, okay, you didn't mean that, but I mean that hurt, but I've learned them. What were they? Pocketist.
Wow. Nostradamus. So.
Lost Hyria.
Philatelist. So. So then she said, well, it's good that he saw how much the joke affected her because he shouldn't be making jokes. They all toast and everything's great. And then Kyle's like, and also, I want to toast to Natalia. Cheers to you for being a cheeky motherfucker. At least you speak your mind, you little stupid skank.
Yeah, love, love, love. And Natalia's like, yeah, he said today, I want you to know I went up to Dave and I called you a bitch. And he goes, well, I wanted to be honest because that came out. So I wanted to be honest with you. She goes, well, I'm glad you're honest. And Star said, the truth is he got in trouble with the Captain Sandy, and that's why I told you. And she's like, what? And Kyle's smile just drops, and he tells Storm, now you're being a bitch.
Yeah, Kyle is like, Kyle is so mad. And Storm goes, yeah, well, she stepped in and said, no, like, you can't talk like that. And he goes, oh, you okay, babe? Are you okay, babe? And then Natalia's like, well, now Natalia's mad. She's like, well, you know what? We're going to talk about it tomorrow in work hours, okay? In work hours. I'm not talking about it right now.
Not talking about work right now. Not while we're sitting at this lovely hospital bed saying goodbye.
I thought it was a restaurant, Tosh.
No, it's a hospital. Uh-huh. The Prime Minister of Malta is about to say his parting words.
So Talia's like, I said I'll speak about it tomorrow. And Kyle's like, well, I've got nothing to talk about. I told you what I told you. And she's like, well, I guess you missed some things, didn't you, Kyle? And he's like, well, I've got nothing else more to explain to you than what I did. And you won't get nothing from me. You're looking for attention, and you're not going to get it from me.
Looking for attention? Is that what you're saying? Looking for attention? He goes, well, after I've given you the fact, I give you facts. And he's like, and you've been talking trash. And she goes, I'm the most calmest person in the group right now, Kyle.
And he's like, I'm fucking calm. Oing.
And then Reed is like, Kyle, Natalia, stop. I'm like, you just got here. You definitely stay out of this one, Reed.
Yeah. Well, now Reed's like, oh my God, someone's going to break down crying any second. Stop them. So Kyle's like, you need to face your own shit. And Tasha's trying to like pull the martini out of his hand. She's like,
Kyle, let's go to the toilet, Kyle.
Teamwork.
Yeah, so she drags Kyle to the toilet and it's to be continued. We don't know what's going to happen. But we knew that was going to fall apart. That explosion was never going to happen. So everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. We are back later this week with Girlfriends in Paris and Salt Lake City and Winterhouse and, of course, Beverly Hills. So catch us all there. Remember to subscribe if you're new. Hit that subscribe. Smash that subscribe. Like and subscribe. And we will talk to you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia
Topia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Happens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
Be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.